Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast and this is episode 70. And it is the 27th of July 2016 and I hope everyone's good out there. I'm titling this episode June Drop and I'll come and explain why later on. Today I'm just going to talk about a few updates and then a little bit about the June drop and what it means. And why it does it and things. Okay, so firstly, let's start down the allotment. Now, I was down there yesterday and I've had a really good weed of all the beds. There's still a few more weeds that pop up, but it's looking like I'm getting on top of the weeds now. I actually done a video that I finally got on yesterday and released on YouTube early hours of the morning, and put a blog post on about an hour ago, or about 5:30 this evening, if you like. In that, you'll see I've just gone round and I've weeded, and I've then gone round and harvested things that were ready. And these are things, what did I harvest? A few onions, the tops have bent over, so I've harvested those. And a couple of garlics. Now, these was the second load of garlic to go in, and these were the bought seeds, early purple white. And I've also got some early purple white from seed that I saved from last year, so the year before, I should say. So, and I'm waiting for those to basically fold over, which I don't think will be long. But the garlic is, that's obviously now starting to come in, and I've dug them out, I've cleaned them off, and now I've just got to basically dry them out in the potting shed. Same as the onions. Now the onions I actually picked were from the Wilkinson bed. Now the bed of the onion set from another supplier hasn't done as good, and I basically decided that the white ones, there was no tops on them, so I've dug them all up as well. And yeah, they're pretty disappointing onions, but the Wilkinson bed seems to have done better. In fairness, it perhaps wasn't the best experiment, so I'm going to be repeating it again this year and trying again once all the beds are clear and what have you. But with a slightly different way of doing it, I've got ideas. What I would say, when I dug up the onions, there was a lot of worms in there, which is exactly what we wanted to see, so it's working in that sense. I've also harvested some more peas and even some of the mushy peas, and I've also harvested some cherries. So things are definitely coming in. I've just now got to get a decent harvest. I mean, the cherries are looking really good. These are Morello cherries, so they're for sort of cooking and making jams out of them, perhaps pies and things. If I harvest enough of them, I might make a pie or something out of them. They're probably about the only amount of things I'm going to do. But it's definitely a better harvest than I've ever had before. I'm thinking of adding another cherry tree and more of a dessert or eating cherry tree. But we'll think about that more later on in the year. A couple of strawberries were harvested. A couple of gooseberries and some small raspberries as well. So things are definitely moving along there in harvesting time, which I'm pleased about because food is finally coming in. I also noticed that the little family apple tree, this is one that's planted in the corner, that has lost some of its small apples or fruitlets. I'll explain it all later on. It's what's called as a June drop, but that's why I'm obviously calling this the June drop. because I noticed that, and I thought, actually, that's quite a thing to talk about. Okay, so at home, the rhubarb is just grown fantastically well. I'm going to make a rhubarb crumble cake later. I've made rhubarb chutney, as you know, and I'm seeing how that is. But things have just moved on so well. That rhubarb, just all three plants have really grown on. So, yeah, that's doing good. I'm pleased with that. I think the extra rain really helped that we had last week. So, and in fact, I've got full buckets and stuff again. So things definitely helped there. In the greenhouse, I've been in there today and had a good look around, actually. The tomatoes are growing well. They're doing what they can. The chilies in the pots is doing okay. The tomatoes have actually got quite a few tomatoes set on them, so it just need the fruits to get bigger. So can't complain about that either. Outside, the okra and the sweet potatoes and everything is just growing away quite nicely. Not really done much more in the actual vegetable bed, apart from trying to keep on top of the weeds. And when I've let the chickens out, they've sat on a lot of the onions that I need to come out of there anyway. But I'm going to worry about that later on. Into the potting shed, and I've been potting up some of the swede and the broccoli. And I'm hardening off the broccoli. I'm going to harden off some of the other things as well, the swede and things, pretty soon. And the cucumbers are getting hardened off, and I'm hoping soon they'll be able to go out. Once the onions are up, the plan is for them to go in there. So quite keen to get that going on. And, the compost bin. Now, this is the first compost bin I started using in the rotation. This is the bigger one. I've been actually getting some of it out, and it is some of the most amazing looking compost I've ever seen. So this is the first load that had the chicken manure and cleaning out that. So and it speed things up. When I've turned the other two, it is so hot. So that's another good thing with the chickens. And Bear and Grills are doing absolutely fine. They're lovely chickens, laying eggs and being a typical, normal selves. Okay, so not much more I can really say on what's going on the updates. If you want to see anything, have a look at the video. Give you a good idea of what's going on. On the subject of videos, I've been having a think, and I'm thinking I'm going to try and do a weekly video. The one I updated last night, or got released today, if you like, was 26 minutes. So it's quite a long one in comparison. And I just feel like I'm rushing around trying to get everything in. So I think I'm going to try and do a bit more regularly, but just show different things. And try and get a bit more of what I'm actually doing, such as jobs I'm doing, harvesting and what have you. But we'll come to that as we go on. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about is the June drop. So, what is the June drop? You've probably heard about it. And it basically is after a fruit tree flowers, a period of fruit shredding. It just sheds its fruit, some of its fruit. It appears dramatic, but there's little that can be done to prevent this loss of fruit. But thankfully, this is not as serious as it might appear. Although many fruitlets fall, sufficient still remain attached and go on to develop into proper fruits. And in the case of apples, which are large fruit, and just 1 in 20 flowers setting fruit can constitute a full crop, or as many as a tree can support in it, if you like. In contrast, loss of smaller fruits, such as cherries, is a highly significant is highly significant, as more of the fruits must set to constitute a full crop, or as much, again, as a tree can support until harvest. What you normally see is many fruitlets and tiny little things are shed and fall to the ground. If you look on this blog post, I'll actually do a picture, pop picture as the featured image of it. And that should help you show things off. It normally about 8 weeks after flowering in early July, and fruit loss can often continue until mid-July. Some earlier fruitlet losses can be due to poor pollination or unfavourable weather after flowering. And although it's called June, it's more a early summer thing. So you probably end of June, early July. June drop can be quite prolonged, and it is unwise to commence the thinning fruit until the fall is complete, just in case too many fruits are removed. Once the extent of the natural apple losses are known, fruit thinning then it can be made. You can't really stop it from happening. Just look after the tree as best as you can. If the June drop is severe every year and you're not getting a decent yield, it may actually be because you've got the wrong type of tree for your area or for your needs, and it's just not thriving where it needs to be. Or you could try pruning to allow a bit more light into the tree, and that could work. It could also be a lack of nitrogen. So perhaps apply a general fertilizer each spring. But again, excessive nitrogen can lead to fruit losses. So that's a bit of a difficult one. I haven't really done any of it. I've just let it do its own thing. On this tree, it's the first time I've experienced fruit, the June drop. But on the old allotment, the big old tree, it used to happen quite regularly. And that was just because it was such a big tree. It was well supported and what have you. Another thing that can cause it is insufficient soil moisture, which can cause it to fall. Which you can, basically give it a good water and mulch, and it may help. Basically, what you're looking for is just looking after that tree. That tree is, or whatever it is just, it's trying to multiply itself. So it's saying, right, these fruits, I can't support all these ones, so I'm going to concentrate my energies into the ones that have a best chance of making my children, if you like. And in some ways, it can actually be quite beneficial to thin fruits through things like the June drop. So that way you can get a bigger, if let's use the apple as an example, you could end up with, instead of lots of small fruits, you could end up with quite a few big apples. Just because they're not competing against each other. The only other thing I could say is the causes, and there's three main factors. I'm going to say four, actually, really. We'll stick with three, thinking about it. First one would be natural loss of surplus fruit, and that is because, as I said, the tree can only hold on to that many fruit, or so many. And it's putting all its energy into the ones that is going to have the better chance. Could be competition for a limited carbohydrate resources or energy. the period before the leaves are fully expanded and contributing carbohydrates has been identified as significant. If a tree runs short of carbohydrates, fruits are more likely to be shed. Seems to make sense, doesn't it? This is more likely to occur in poor weather when photosynthesis, the source of carbohydrates in trees, is inhibited by cool daytime temperatures and cloudy skies. Warm nights may also cause fruit losses as increased respiration in a period of darkness will consume carbohydrates. Basically what we're saying again is just getting that tree fed, the good light, the right tree for your area. And the third cause is young trees often suffer, especially a severe fruit drop is possible, probably due to the competition from carbohydrates from the shoots and roots. As the tree grows, the problem becomes less severe. Again, that makes sense. It's just, it's young, it's like a young parent. So, yeah. I think the main thing I want to get across is why I wanted to talk about this is if you've noticed it happening and you're probably on your fruit trees, you probably had a bit of a panic. Don't panic, it's fine. Check your trees healthy and there's other fruits just still growing. Give it good water and a good feed and leave it to it. That's all you can do, really. And just think of it, it's going to put those, all its energy into those apples or fruit that are still remaining, and they're going to get bigger and bigger. Don't panic. Okay, so I'm going to wrap up for today. Again, thank you very much for listening. Next week, I've got a couple of ideas I was going to talk about. I thought about talking about just an update on this year in general. I did have something else that I thought of I was going to talk about, and I can't remember what it was. Should we teach children to grow their own food in schools? Which is a bit political, but it's something I feel quite strongly about. As always, please do go visit the website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. You can find yourselves more blog posts, more photos, videos. Basically, everything I do is on there, pretty much. Don't forget, if you can sign up for become a member, and you can put yourself in the forums and stuff. And the members' competition for the saffron bulbs is still running. That'll be right up till the 1st of August. I believe, I can't remember the exact date I said, but it's around then. So there's still time to sign up, plenty of time to sign up and get contributing. I will be holding more competitions on the podcast and YouTube, but for now, that's the only one that's running at the moment. So, again, thank you for listening. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast.